She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're here listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Andrea is off today, and joining us now are the fantastic Lisa and Ron Barres. We're going to talk about how to avoid parabens in your personal care products. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So, Lisa, how many ingredients in your personal care products do you think you're being exposed to on a daily basis?
Oh, I bet a ton. Am I right?
You are right. Well, it's pretty shocking, but women on average are using 12 cosmetic products with 168 different unique ingredients every day. And men are using about, on average, 6 products with an average of 85 ingredients. This is just in a typical day. So when we wake up in the morning and we're getting ready for the day, what we don't realize is that most of these products we're using and that we trust contain parabens, and this can be detrimental to our health. So you've heard of parabens before.
Yes, exactly. But for people who haven't, talk to us, what are they and why are they detrimental?
Okay. Parabens, what they are is they're synthetic chemicals, and they're used in products, namely our personal care products, as antimicrobial preservatives. So we'll find them in our deodorants, our lotions, cosmetics, shampoo, your soap, and other personal care products. It can even be found in food and pharmaceutical drugs. So what they do is they keep the product smelling fresh and clean, and they keep the product shelf stable. So this is actually really good for the manufacturer because they'll prevent mold and fungus and bacteria from growing. And you're going to find them on your ingredients label. So if you happen to have a bottle of anything in front of you, look over, turn it over to the back, and look at the ingredients and see if you see any of these names, because they'll go under these common 6, which is methylparaben, ethylparaben, isobutylparaben, propylparaben, benzylparaben, and butylparaben. So that sounds like a mouthful, but really they all end in the same word, paraben. And they'll usually be at the end because they are used as a preservative, so they'll usually be one of the last ingredients. If you see that on your product, you definitely want to put that product down and find another one. You don't want to be exposed to this. So in the U.S., the CDC found, they tested the urine of Americans and found that over 90% of Americans have these in their body, have these parabens. So we've been exposed to these for quite some time without even knowing it. And they're linked to, the problems are they're linked to fertility issues. They're linked to lowered sperm counts in men. They're linked to early puberty in children, which is a big issue we're seeing so much now. You know, girls are growing breasts early and going into puberty much faster than ever. Birth defects, they're linked to organ toxicity, and even certain types of cancer, and they can disrupt the functions of the endocrine system. What that means is it wreaks havoc on our hormones, our hormonal system. So this is super, super important. We're seeing more hormonal issues today than ever, and as a country, we have more issues than other countries. I mean, as far as like PMS and perimenopause and menopause and things like that. So how do we get exposed to them? Well, basically, they're absorbed into the skin, the blood, or the digestive system. And they're actually called xenoestrogens. Have you heard of that before, xenoestrogens?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what that means is they're chemicals, and when they get into our body, they mimic estrogen. So they bind to estrogen receptor cells, and our body gets confused. Our body thinks it's getting too much estrogen, when in fact these are synthetic chemicals that are sort of tricking our body. So the American Cancer Society has shown that prolonged exposure to estrogen and progesterone over the person's lifetime could increase the risk of breast cancer. So while they're not directly linked, this estrogen increase is linked to breast cancer. And the FDA admits that estrogenic activity in the body is associated with certain forms of breast cancer. So, you know, we've got 1 in 8 women today with breast cancer, and everybody's, you know, on the fight for the cure, and really the cure is all around us. It's in the products that we're using daily and really in prevention and being just wise and making smarter choices. So
now, it seems like some of the companies are making changes, right? Some of the mainstream companies?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you'll start to see now products that are labeled paraben-free, which I'll tell you about that in a minute, and that's actually a good thing, and some really good brands, and kind of how to dissect, because as we know, this greenwashing and pinkwashing and all of this is really all around us. So, you know, we don't want to be guinea pigs to the marketing terms that aren't necessarily being honest as well. So that's another problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going back to this breast cancer issue, University of Reading in the UK found that nearly every woman that they tested with breast cancer had one or more parabens in her breast tissue. And 99% of the breast tissue that they sampled contained at least one paraben, and 60% contained at least five parabens. So, you know, this is a hot topic for me personally and really for everybody listening, because this is affecting all of us. And I had a personal experience where my hormones were just going out of control. I literally stopped menstruating for a year, and I didn't know what was going on. The doctors were, like, looking at me like they had no idea. They wanted to put me on birth control to, you know, make my period start, and that ended up stop working. So it turned out it was actually parabens in my products. When I changed over all my personal care products, everything normalized. So it's powerful, you know, the power that we have. So going back to your question, Lisa, like paraben-free products, you know, you want to look for these at your mass market retailers, but you're not always going to find them. You know, Whole Foods and places like that are going to be a better bet. But altogether, you want to look for something that can be preservative-free. So products made in small batches, and you'll find this with a lot of mom-and-pop, you know, organic kind of companies. They'll make small batches, and they can also use vitamin C and vitamin E, which are kind of natural alternatives to preservatives in certain situations. And products that are less prone to oxidation are going to be really where you want to look. So products that don't have water is really key. So if you look at anything that would be like a lotion or a shampoo, obviously that can contain water or milk or hydrosols or anything like that. Anhydrous is what it's called. And so you want to look for products without water. So like a bar of soap doesn't have water in it, and that doesn't require an antimicrobial. So if it doesn't have water, it's not going to be as susceptible to spoilage, right?
Oh, yes. Okay, that makes sense. What was the word you used a moment ago, a hydrosol?
Anhydrous means without water. So look for products that don't have water, like a bar of soap or something like that, or if they have oils instead of water, but you want to really avoid water-based products. And then look for, like I said, products made in small batches that aren't going to require preservatives, so you're using them up quicker. And then another rule of thumb is keep those hands clean and sanitized, because when you're sticking your finger into, you know, products and you're not using a spatula or a spoon, you're more likely to contaminate the product. And then look for products that are USDA certified organic, because that's going to guarantee they're free of chemical preservatives. So that green and white round logo that says USDA certified organic is always a great way to go. And of course, anything labeled paraben free. And my favorite resource is the Skin Deep database. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well,
I need to be.
You definitely need to be. Everybody needs to write this down. It's the Environmental Working Group. So the website is ewg.org/skindeep. But if you just Google Skin Deep, you'll find it. And it's thousands, I want to say over 14,000 different products, but it's probably higher than that now, that they've analyzed. And they'll literally give you a toxicity rating of any personal care product, shampoo, makeup, lipstick, you name it. So if you have a product and you're out shopping and you're not sure, you can actually use their app, which will scan in the product right there at the location and tell you the grade that product received, and if, in fact, it does have parabens, and how to avoid that. So that's one of my favorite tips.
Oh, that's so convenient.
Yeah. And just
it's like so nice when you can do something like that.
Exactly. You know, and there's great brands out there like we talked about. You know, I like Pure Attitude. I know you do too.
Oh my gosh, I was about to bring them up. David Pollack. I love Pure Attitude.
Pure Attitude. It's he literally created that line because his relatives had cancer, his mother, I think, and sisters and the women in his life. We've all had women in our life. So it's not only a good thing for you to do, but even gifting these products to people, you know, to get them on the track of using healthy and organic and non-toxic products is such a great thing.
Well, once again, the time has flown by. Ron and Lisa, thank you so much. Go to their website, www.ronandlisa.com, and follow them on Twitter, at Ron and Lisa. Thanks for listening. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Have a great day and stay well.